Father, in Jesus' name, we behold the Lamb of God. Oh, thank you that we behold the Lamb of God. Lord, we're so thankful that we've heard your great grace. Hear him. Hear him. And Lord, we know that it's in your will. We're gathered here today to hear him. Lord, help us to increase your life in us. Help us, Lord, to decrease from ourselves. Lord, help us to come boldly today to this precious throne of grace. And Lord, we're a needy people. Lord, obtaining great grace and mercy moment by moment. Lord, till Jesus come. And God, we're gathered here again to just magnify the name of Jesus. And Lord, God, we're needing a infilling. We're needing a filling up. We're needing a fullness of all the fullness of God. Oh, you're coming so soon, Lord Jesus, and your wife hath made herself ready. God, your grace is pouring out today, Lord, for those that will hear what the Spirit saith, to hearken, to heed, and God, to prepare. Lord, help us to take what the Holy Spirit is so richly giving, all the things of Christ which we already have, and showing them unto us. Now, Lord, let us come boldly this morning to you. And Lord, you're the one who has to open our hearts, and we're asking in accordance to your word, in accordance to the Father's will be done. Lord, open our hearts. God, allow us to grow in your grace and truth. Lord, build your love up in us that we would know the love of Christ. And we thank you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise his name. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we'll go this morning and begin in Deuteronomy chapter 4. And in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget." And that word forget means to cease to care. "But lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy son's son." Then over in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, very familiar portion of scripture, it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not." And brothers and sisters, that word remember is far more than just reminding or meditate. It means to have it recorded, truly written upon your life. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And the Lord so sweetly struck this upon my heart as we are in a day of observance, and have been in a week, but especially today, a day of remembrance. Observing and remembering 10 years ago today, a day that many believe changed America more than any single event in its history. And I pray by the grace of God that we as a country never forget. And you think, why do we stress this remembering? Well, we stress remembering to things that are important. We understand that. But the reason that we really stress remembrance, and more importantly, that this Word of God stresses remembrance over and over. Matter of fact, over 200 times in the Word of God, you'll find the word remember or remembrance, is because we are a creature that is so easily and prone to forget. Brothers and sisters, it has haunted us all the days of our lives, because that's who we are. We're weak in flesh. I think about those children that were there in Egypt, prisoners to those Egyptians, those precious children. And God, again, in his great grace and mercy, he wanted to deliver them. And they saw all the miracle in those plagues. And God drew them up out of there, the millions of them, and took them out without a dog barking, took them out with a quietness, a stillness. Praise God, a peace to the people of God. And he led them, but within just a matter of days, they were already cursing God that he had led them up to the Red Sea to kill them. And they were murmuring, oh, it would have been better for us to remain slaves in Egypt than to come out here and die at the hands of the Egyptians. But then God parted the sea, sent in that east wind to dry the ground up. And I'm sure it was an even ground too. And they went right on across. And God closed up the sea over all those Egyptian armies and Pharaoh. They saw that, and again, within 3 days, they were murmuring and complaining to God, oh, you've brought us out here, and now we're going to die of thirst. Brothers and sisters, we are a people that are so soon and prone to forget. Count your blessings. And I'm telling you, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, so there's not a one of us that has any excuse here today. But brothers and sisters, I really am encouraged to tell us that we are on the precipice of forgetting the true and lasting remembrance, and the only true and lasting remembrance that there will ever be, and that's the Word of God. We're living in a time right now, brothers and sisters, as the Word of God tells us that there will be a famine for the Word of God. That men, mankind, ladies, you too, will not endure sound doctrine. They'll give over to their itching ears, fables, vain babblings, things that might excite them for a moment, things that sound right to the mind, even look good to the eyes. But we know that faith is not by sight. Faith is believing the Word of God. And I am so thankful today that we can praise the Lord, that He's brought us as a people to hear what the Spirit saith, that truly we are a people gathered, that woe is us if we preach not the gospel of Christ. That heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God will endure forever. That at His name every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord. God, help us to be quickened today. That, Lord, we take heed and move. That, God, we remember You now. We're remembering now that You are my precious Creator, that praise God that You are the Master, that praise God that You have brought me into the potter's house, that Lord, that it's Your hands that are on my life, that God, that I move and I breathe, all because of the written Word of God, because it's not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Remember that. Be quickened to believe that. Hebrews chapter 2, 1 and 3. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed. The more earnest heed. If there's anything, it should even get more intense. Praise God that they'll use that about us sometimes. Oh, brother, you're intense. How could we not be intense? How could we not be passionate about one who loves us so? I love Him because He first loved me. And praise God, He said, Son, you hadn't seen nothing yet. Would you look into my Word? This is who you are in me. This is what I have for you. This is how much I love you. But brothers and sisters, here we are and encouraged to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And Paul goes on to say, how shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now I read that and I get excited because I think about Brother Paul when the Lord had him write this. He had known the Lord so intimately for 30 years. I mean, this is a brother that by God's grace, the Lord plucked him out, the chief of sinners, a vessel, praise God, appointed to the specific use of God for my use, praise His name. But this man preached and wrote through the Spirit that nothing could separate him from the love of God. This was the man who preached and lived that he had died and was raised and was seated together with Jesus Christ in the heavens. This was the man, praise God, that was encouraged by grace to preach that now and forever I am a son of God. But did you listen to what we read? How shall we escape? Paul put himself right there, didn't he? Paul wasn't above it. Paul knew it was grace moment by moment by moment. He had to forget those things which were behind. And he was reaching forth. He was pressing for that mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, not that I've apprehended, but I'm telling you what, I'm pressing on by his grace. Something struck my heart. I know it's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. We're going to have tests. We're going to have trial. We're going to despair even of our own lives. On Wednesday night, the Lord quickened my heart. Brothers and sisters, we hadn't seen nothing yet. I'm not going to get you to say, oh, look at the myrrh and look at the suffering. You'll miss it. Your hand will hit that door too late and the bridegroom will be gone. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Happy are ye. I'm rejoicing. I look into the word of God and it's true. Your word is true and your word is true to my life. Your word is true to me, not just to God's people. It's true to me. I see what you're doing of Christ in me. I'm so thankful that it's no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. It's beautiful what he's writing in your life. He's writing the word of God. He's fulfilling it. He's bringing it forth. And the enemy, the lies of the devil, are telling you everything against that. Trying to get you to go by feeling. Trying to get you to go by sight. Trying to say, oh Lord, I've been still for so long, this doesn't seem to be working. I need to turn to something else. Be still and know that I am God. Moses, I got something for you, but son, you're not ready yet. Yeah, you might be 40 years old, but I got 40 more years for you on the backside of a desert. You're going to be still, son. You're going to know that I am God. Do you want my full glory? Do you want my very best? Do you want to be a people that will be led out of Egypt and glory and preach my word and encourage a Joshua that will take those people into the land and walk all the way through the land? But son, you have to be patient. Brothers and sisters, we're a people that are so quick to forget. And God all along has wooed you and shown you time and time again, I am faithful and true. I can't be anything but. I am the I am. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Think it not strange, those fiery trials. Let me tell you something. All your big plans are nothing. It's his plan. It's his will. It's his vision. And God, help us to give over to it. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters. But you think, as Paul said here, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And you think, well, what was he wanting to escape? Well, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I want to escape right now. But I'm talking about just from the things of this world. Let's talk about it in a very intimate, real way for you right now. The enemy's allowed to bombard you. The distractions are allowed to come at you. The fiery darts are being thrown at you all the time. But by God's grace, lift up the shield of faith. And it's so wonderful to see the mighty hand of God in it all. It's so awesome to see how much he loves us and whom he loves. Let me tell you something, he chastens and he deals with us as sons. But sure, he wanted to escape the evil and the chaos and the depression and all those things. But brothers and sisters, there was a desire in Paul to escape even the beginning of the judgment, the beginning of sorrows that were right around the corner. As soon as he could, he wanted to take flight face to face with Jesus Christ because he loved the appearing of the Lord. You hear me say that often. Especially you brothers that might be thinking of a wife. If she just wants to be with you because she wants to get out of the house, run. Flee. If she wants to be with you because of you, then you hit the jackpot. That's what it is. And that's the one that Christ is looking for. The ones that love his appearing. Thank you, God, that there's all of these manifold blessings. And praise God, the fringe benefits of escaping. But I'm so thankful, and I'll give you this little tidbit to rejoice in. That word escape, how shall we escape? It means out of a place exceeding abundantly. It's not just moving out, it's out of a place exceeding abundantly. Dynamite time. I believe it's called whirlwind. Listen back a couple weeks ago and he'll put it together for you. But what's emphasized, brothers and sisters, here is if the remembrance of the word is gone, we won't escape. And we won't escape even today. You won't escape tomorrow if tomorrow comes from the wiles of the enemy. They'll have you down. You'll be in bondage. Brothers and sisters, we need to remember the word of the Lord now. And I'm so thankful to God that we can trust him, that, Lord, put these things continually in my remembrance, that I cannot hang my hat on my laurels. I don't care how fervent I was last year, last month, or last week. It's how fervent I am right now. God, by your grace, I want to be pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus right now. Am I fully going after the Lord right now? And brothers and sisters, I come into this place with you, and in Jesus' name, I know that the grace of God is thick here every time we come. Not because of any of us, but because of him. Because this is his will. This is the will of the Father, that you grow up into him in all things. We should have a feasting here every single time we get together if we'll let the Spirit do it. We will have nothing if we come in ourselves. If we come in our own strength and our own what we think is wisdom, which is foolishness to God, we will fail. We will fall completely flat. I want glory bouncing all over these walls, and I want glory bouncing all through you because of the grace of God that is with me. I'm passionate because of the grace of God that is with me. I'm thankful to the Lord that he's the one that turns it on. I'm thankful to God that we're here to magnify his wonderful Son. But brothers and sisters, without a remembrance of the word of God, that first trumpet rapture will pass us by. And I believe, though, that God, somehow, his grace has gotten through to us. And we have a desire as we gather here today that, Lord, work this in me. Allow me to have a passion. But I understand there might be, and I'm with you, there might be ones at certain times, and maybe even here today, you're running a little low in the fervent department. Come on. Come on. And I appreciate that. I've heard people say, well, you know, brother, I'm here physically, but mentally I'm way out there. I appreciate the honesty, but I more appreciate the faithfulness, patience, and long-suffering of our Lord. How about you? Because you know if it was any of us, we'd just say, well, the heck with you, we're going on. But the Lord doesn't do that. He goes out for one sheep. Just a little one. That ornery scamp sheep, I'm going to go get him. Might have to break his leg and throw him over my shoulder, but I'm going to get him. A lot of broken legs out there this morning. But you know, I'm learning to rejoice in the Lord for that too. That I don't just get all mopey and sad when I see that. I say, oh no. You're enduring the chastening as sons. He's got you. You'll never get away. He bought you. You are not your own. It's so wonderful. I'm the Lord's. I'm his treasure. Not because I preached the word of his grace, but because grace touched my life when I was probably 4 or 5. I don't remember. But in a moment of time, I went from death to life everlasting. I went from death to dead to a child of the King. A doting father that will forever love me, that there's nothing that can separate his passion, his desire, his love, his encouragement, his calling. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Oh my goodness, it should just ravish your heart this morning how much we are loved. But brothers and sisters, God just doesn't tell us that, you know, he wants us. And he doesn't just tell us that, I want you to be fervent. He tells us how it's going to happen. We'll move along. I'm having fun in Jesus. John 14, 26. But the Comforter. But the Comforter. See, we got but God, but the Comforter. What a Godhead we have. Listen to this. You want to be strengthened in your home. You want to be strengthened with the power of His might. Here it is. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. And He did. He shall teach you all things. Look at that. That's a guarantee. That's the Word of God. It's impossible for God to lie. Well, brother, I don't know that. Well, listen to the Word of God and you will. Believe Him. Sit at His feet. Hear Him. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And yes, He did say that, brothers and sisters. And sure enough, He will do this. He will take the things of Christ. That's what the Holy Ghost does. That's all He can do. That is His purpose. Is to take the things of Christ and show them unto you. Show them that you have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Show you that you are, praise God, a Lord of all. Yes, a little prince in the palace, praise God, but He wants you to grow up into all things. I'm so thankful for the double portion in Christ. God just ravished my heart last night. I had to read through the Song of Solomon. I didn't know why. It didn't really matter why. He said, son, we got to go. I got to read you my love letter again. And all I could just rejoice in, I couldn't get past my sister, my spouse. You talk about a double portion, brothers and sisters. It's all throughout the Word of God. 2 Timothy 1:6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance. There it is again, see? I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Paul speaking to Timothy. Paul speaking to Timothy of the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, do we really want remembrance? Well, remembrance comes one way. It's a fervent heart. And praise God, if you've never had it, or if it's lacking in your life, it's time to stir up the Holy Ghost. And we have to fight for that, don't we? Brothers and sisters, and it started today talking about our own homes. And I can give you a sweet testimony. There was something haunting our family for months. And it was running rampant in our home. And I remember the Lord quickened my heart and said, we're going to pray. And one of my sons said, oh, Dad, we're just forcing this. Well, let me tell you something. They who take on heaven, they take it with a vengeance. And you go in there and you get it. It's yours. Do you realize that? It said, you come in boldly. It's your right. He wants you to come in. You have been invited. And brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful that I can testify to the grace of God that, you know what, I don't care if it felt like that. Within 5 minutes, the Holy Ghost was just bouncing around all the room. And within that moment, God delivered us from it. Listen to the word of the Lord. That's the power of His might. And we sit here and we allow ourselves to be duped. And to sit there in some slumber and allowing the enemy to get a leg up on us or something of that nature. Like I said, to think that we're in bondage or whatever with these chains. And God has shown me so clearly in His Word, there's no chain on me. I'm free. Whom He has made free is free indeed. The Bible does not contradict itself. If I am someone else's servant, it's because I'm carrying around the stinking chain. I've got Him in my hands. Oh, I'm locked down. And all I had to do was say, get out of here. And that is the truth, brothers and sisters. That is the Word of God. This isn't just say it, claim it. It's the Word of God. I was speaking to a sister and I hear these people say, oh, well, you know, yeah, you got to heal yourself. I don't heal myself. And I can't heal myself. But I know who heals me. And He's already done it. Because by His stripes I am healed. Ye are healed. I believe that. I don't just claim that. It's just the Word of God. And it can either sit there on a shelf or it can play the greatest orchestra symphony in my heart. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. I believe, desire to be the true worshipers who worship him in spirit and in truth. And the thing that we'll never get away from is the pattern that's set by God. And the pattern set by God is so perfect. It's so perfectly beautiful. But yet we try to alter it. We try to sometimes to go around this way or that way. Let me tell you something. You can't wrestle with God. Ask Jacob. It don't work. He's a loving God. He'll touch you. He'll put something out of joint. He'll make you wish you had. But he loves you, brothers and sisters. And if we will just surrender to that precious narrow way. Narrow is beautiful. It is. Oh, that straight gate. Oh, hallelujah. See, I love that he lays it out so clearly for me. And when we start rejoicing in the simplicity of the grace and truth of God, it's a glory that will never end for all eternities to come. Now, I know that there might be some that say, well, brother, you know what? You preach these things all the time. Thank you. I mean, thank you. And more importantly, thank him. I praise God for his grace to us, brothers and sisters. It's grace to my life and to yours. Peter figured it out. It was so sweet. I was reading here in 2 Peter. It took him a long time. He was a little hard-headed. I know none of us are, but listen to what he said here in 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 12, he said, wherefore I will not be negligent. See, I would be negligent if I didn't remind you. See, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always. See, not just sometimes, always in remembrance of these things. Though ye know them. Bunch of know-it-alls. And be established in them in the present truth. Praise God for his grace. And look at 13. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in the tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Listen to that. There's no other way that's going to be stirred up except the remembrance of what we know of who we are. Praise God, the life that liveth in me, quickened again. How? By the word of his grace. And then, if that wasn't enough, down there in verse 15, moreover, okay, I'm even going to give you an exceeding abundantly of what's going to happen here. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Man, that's so good. And I pray that passion dwells in us. And think of it, we should have a passion even beyond that, because we have the much the more doctrine. We rejoice in the better thing. Oh, man, that's a tough one to preach in Italy. They got that guy with the key everywhere. If you know that, well, never mind. Something you don't need to know. But brothers and sisters, let's preach the word. And by God's grace, holding back nothing. Amen? Oh, yes. See, that's what it is. And I believe that in that, we'll remain not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is our remembrance. If you're a child of God here today, this is your heritage. This is your heritage. This is your remembrance. I think back 10 years ago today, in seconds, two incredible buildings were gone. Really, matter of minutes, they were just gone. And that's just a foretaste, brothers and sisters, of what's to come. So I'm going to preach to you the word of God. It says, someday soon the merchants will gather, and they will wail for the great city Babylon in 1 hour. And that's pretty much what we saw. It's a precursor. In 1 hour, judgment has come. And you've been made desolate and shall be found no more. We started today, look up. And you know why you look up? Because you don't have any continuing city down here. Mm-mm. For we seek one to come. And just as Abraham, he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And I'll close with this. Beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord. You're so direct in your love. God, help us to respond to it this morning. God, help us to remember thy Creator. Lord, help us to redeem the time, and God, not to be distracted, but to tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. You're coming, and your bride is attentive. We're thankful, Lord, for the word of your grace that's building us up to fit that wedding dress. Thank you, Lord God, that you've made it known to us that it's a joy. It's a responsibility. It's even required because it's the gift of the bridegroom to suffer together with Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for this wonderful opportunity that you're putting before us, that it's your glory that we rule and reign jointly together with you in the midst of the throne. But Lord, thank you so much that we know that that all comes to pass just in loving the beautiful face of our beloved Lamb. Oh, behold the Lamb. Thank you for that beloved face, those tender eyes that look upon us in such endearing love. Lord, help us to respond today. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.